How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've been hoping to see the light, your words of light keep holding on, cause it's golden, and he is calling you, calling you, you've chosen, oh, 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 oh. So step right up, step right on in.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited to join y'all. Y'all, it's March Madness, okay? And the Lord understands. There it is. Look, so my devotional was popping off, y'all. It was ready to try to take y'all in where I was, and that's fine and good because we're going to go there. And it's March Madness, and I was just sitting here talking to our servant leader for today, just simply why I love March Madness, not only for the sport, but you truly get to see the stories, right? You truly get to see the transparent heart of these coaches when they win, when they lose. They're at the most vulnerable state and the most vulnerable moment. And so, you know, before we get started and I introduce you all to our servant leader today, I'm going to give you a scripture for today. It's one of the ones that I love, one of the ones that athletes and coaches and servant leaders all can use. And it's a common one, Jeremiah 29:11. And I was on this morning, Coach, and everybody listening, because I think sometimes the scriptures we hear so often, I don't want to say they lose their flavor, right? But I think they become so, they're not as impactful as some that we may hear new. But guys, hear this. It says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. It says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And I've been on that one. That's what y'all kind of heard today that was going. I've been on that one because so often, and one of the things we're going to talk about today, coaches, athletes, leaders, we got to recognize that even in the midst of our paths, we got to know that God already has that path aligned for us. We just got to be willing to walk in it. And sometimes I was listening to Coach Yo, shout out to her, and that great win last night. And she said, my life, this was her quote, shout out to you, Yo. She said, my life, I don't always get a straight layup. She said, sometimes I always got to do a Euro step or a pro hop, right? And what she was really trying to say for my people that really aren't up to basketball moves is that it's not always a straight path. Sometimes you're going to have to go through the obstacles. Sometimes you're going to have to leap. Sometimes God has to take you to it before you can get through it, but he knows the plans he has for you and they're not to harm you. It may not feel good in that moment, but I promise you it is preparation, right? So y'all take that one down. Jeremy and I at 29 and 11. But y'all, today we have an amazing servant leader with us. I was so excited. We've been working on getting her here. And I told her we're both moms of one-year-olds. And I told her, I said, you know, in my mind, I messaged you a while ago, in my mind, right? And it was amazing though, because since time she has given herself to young ladies serving as a wife, as a mom. She is the head coach at Texas Wesleyan University. She is the 2022-2023 coach of the year of her conference and led her young ladies to a championship in her conference this year. And she was also, y'all, a finalist, an NAIA finalist for coach of the year. And I'm just floored that even in the midst of all this, she's a humble servant. Today, guys, we have Coach Brenita Jackson with us. And I'm just going to go ahead and pass the torch to you to say hello to our listeners, because I'm ready to get this conversation started.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you for reaching out. No love lost. I get it. The kids keep us rolling. But, you know, one of the things about it is it's the best part of my life is being a mom. And while I love coaching, and that has been a passion for so long, it's like a breath of fresh air, and just a new chapter has unfolded since adding in the dynamic of now being a mom. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited to talk, you know, Bible or faith or basketball, any of the above. I love it.
That's exactly. And that's why I love the servant leader, because it encompasses all of that, right? Like, it is legitimately going to be everything that you said. It is the whole moment, like you and I talked before we got on. It is a place where we love when coaches win. We love when leaders succeed, right? We love when they get their accolades. But one of the things that Grammy Award, Emmy Award, ESPY Award, what's the first thing people say when they get an award? You know, first give an honor to God. And I think that's amazing. I think it is awesome when we're doing that. But I feel much like those scriptures we hear all the time, that becomes the cliche thing that we say, right? But are we truly open and okay and transparent? We're recognizing how much we immerse ourselves into the path God aligns us and how much we understand that he truly is the head of our life. And so where I want to start with you, Coach, is just, we've been talking about the fulfill goal percentage, right? And I laugh about that because it's basketball, right? And we've all been there when our players have a poor shoe night, okay? It just feels like the goal turns into the size of a needle that you're trying to put thread through. And then we've all been there where it feels like the goal is the size of a swimming pool. They can't miss, right? That field goal percentage is just telling us literally how it means to truly make the shot. And as Christians, as servant leaders in our walks and our lives, we got to be able to answer the call. Can you just kind of talk to us in your path of college coaching, right? What does that mean to you, the fulfill goal percentage, and how you navigate on a coaching job versus an assignment from God?
Yeah, that's a great question. I definitely think that early in my coaching career, it was all about the job. It was all about kind of, you know, just getting the next open job, if you will. And it wasn't until more recently that I saw them more as assignments. And I do think some of that comes along with just maturity and learning through life experiences and you know, going to a place and having success over here and then going to another school doing the same thing, but you're not having success and you're trying to figure out what changed, you know, what's the difference. And some of it is, like you said, you just went over there for an assignment. And so when the assignment is up, you know, God determines when and where you go next. And so once I finally submitted to that, I think I'm a lot more at peace with the fact that, you know, seasons end and sometimes we don't understand why they have to end or we don't know the timing. But the reality of it is when you're on an assignment, when the assignment is up, then you got to get ready for the next one. So that part of it, like I say, more recently, I've had to reconcile in my heart. But it also gives you a sense of peace to know that God is using you for a greater purpose. And that you can go along and plant seeds wherever God sends you. And like the scripture says, one person plants the seeds, another one waters it, but God gets the increase. So whether I'm the planter or I'm the waterer, I got purpose and God will get the increase at some point. They'll see, you know, what it is that you're trying to teach them or show them or reveal to them. And so, I think the more you reconcile and come to terms with and submit to that God is in control, you'll have more peace about it. At least that was me in my journey anyways, but it's a tough business, you know. It's a tough business, and it's a scary business to be in if you're not grounded to your faith. So. Mm,
come on. And, you know, I want to stay right there for a second when we talk about being grounded to our faith and also planting seeds, right? Because I think I always talk about this in terms of not just coaching, but all of my life's endeavors. I tell people and my young people, I say, be mindful of the people around you, right? I said, because you got to pay attention. I want people in my life that build the tracks and then also ride the train. Okay.
Right.
And oftentimes we see it, right? As coaches, it's our job to plant the seed, but much like flowering plants, I don't have a green thumb. I'm going to tell y'all that now, but we know that it takes sunlight. We got to shine our light on these people that we're around. We know that it takes water, right? Are we being dry? Are we actually edifying people that we walk into? Are we giving them the freshness and refreshing them when we come around? And as coaches, I want you to stop real quick to not just your athletes, but in leading people, how important it is to actually speak life and pour life into your athletes. And not only that, you can extend it out into your family and those that surround you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think when I look back on how I was, when I first got into coaching, I was 21. I mean, I was fresh out of college. And so I kind of talked to them the way I did my teammates, not understanding that my role has shifted. So my influence shifted. And so it carried more weight, what I was saying and how I was saying it. But yeah, for sure. I didn't really grasp a hold of that edifying and encouraging and those types of things until some years later. But I definitely think that you have to speak life into people. You have to say those things that are not as if they are. You can't just hone in on what they're doing wrong, because they'll shut down, as any of us would. If all you do is tell me what I do wrong, you know, at some point I'm gonna, you know, maybe get discouraged. So yeah, no, I agree with that. And like you said, not just with being a coach, it's the same thing in my relationship, you know, with my husband, with my mom, with my daughter. Like, you know, people are attracted to people that make them feel like, I can do this. I'm capable of doing this. And this is somebody who actually believes in me. So I think that's important.
I think it's very important, Coach. And, you know, when you take a look at that, a lot of times, this is Women's History Month, right? And that's why I picked so many of you. And we had some that I'm thankful that their teams advanced, right? And so, of course, we had to wiggle some things around. It's like, I'm sorry, but we won. And I'm like, no, don't apologize. This is what we want, right?
That's right.
So this is Women's History Month, though. And, you know, a lot of what you're talking about is we find ourselves as coaches, as wives, as mothers, as leaders, friends, sister, all of these things, aunts. We have so many titles and so many hats that we wear, right? And we're planting seeds and we're watering and we're nurturing and we're doing all, speaking life into others. That sometimes, though, coaching, you know this to be true, it leaves us on E. So can you talk to us a little bit about how you replenish yourself on a daily basis in order, because we know as servant leaders, we can't pour from an empty cup.
Right. I definitely think that you have to be first rooted in your faith in God and reading the word. The more I read the word, God tells me who I am through his word. Just like that scripture you started with, Jeremiah 29:11. You know, he's talking about the plans he has for me. So that encourages me to keep going and encourages me to keep reading my word, knowing that he has plans for me. Because at the end of the day, you can call me coach of the year, coach of the century. I don't care what you call me. If God isn't pleased with me,
come on here.
I will put it all down. Because if he's not pleased with what I'm doing, that far outweighs any earthly award. So I definitely think that being rooted in your faith and connected to God, you know, that is what fills me up. But even from a more practical sense, I have an amazing husband. He's very encouraging. I insulate myself with people who not just are yes people, if you will, but certainly know me. So I have an older brother that lives close, and his wife, and, you know, my mom, my mother-in-law, I have family who live close by that I intentionally spend time with throughout the week where I don't want to talk basketball. I don't want to talk work, you know. I just want to talk about how are the kids doing and, you know, how is God moving in your life? And so hearing their testimonies or just being able to spend time with them is a blessing for me and helps me to stay, like you said, encouraged. And then last but not least, and I think it's important to be in your local church. So I serve and attend the Potter's House North Dallas here in Frisco. And so I've been there since 2016, since we moved back to Dallas, and it has just been a blessing to go there and obviously hear the word, but then to serve in the local church and to be connected with other serving leaders. There's something about serving, whether it's the children's ministry or more recently I moved over to the youth, the high school ministry, and being able to see God come to life in their lives is encouraging as well. And then these kids just, they just love on you. They hug you. They just excited that you keep showing up for them. So that's also encouraging too. And for me, that's important because I need balance, right? Because coaching is a thankless job. And you show up and you do what you're supposed to do, but you're still criticized, you know, by either the parents or the players because of something as simple as playing time, which I don't understand. But like I tell my players and their parents all the time, we can't lose sight of the fact that your daughter at some point is going to, the ball's going to stop bouncing, right? And so we got to prepare her for life after that. And so when she works on a job and she doesn't like the hours that she's getting or the project that she's put on, you're going to call that boss and she's going to be unemployed. And so we got to prepare her for everything's not going to go your way, but can you contribute something? Like, can you give something to make the organization better in whatever role it is that you have? So having that balance of serving in my local church helps me not get consumed with the constant criticisms that come along with coaching, because everybody thinks they can coach, you know, played, you know, back in the 80s and now they a coach, you know. So it's just a tough business, but I think having the balance of serving in my local church helps me understand I coach, I'm blessed to coach, but it's not all I do. It's not even all of who I am. It's just a part of me. And so being connected with the body of believers is another way that I get filled up. And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. I mean, we know in Proverbs, it talks to us about iron sharpening iron. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I've seen it. I've seen it to where even at the literal sense, trying to sharpen a knife, right?
Right.
But the sharpen is dull. How am I going to get sharp if that's dull? Or, you know, and the same thing with our relationships and our friendships, right? How can I sharpen you if I'm dull, if I'm on you, if I'm not rooted, as you mentioned, you know? And I think that's so amazing because the people that are around us plays a big part in how we serve, plays a big part in us being rooted, and also plays a big part when those seasons get long as coaches. Or, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I'm like, she was at work late. And I'm like, why are you at work? And she looked at me, she's a tax lawyer. She's like, it's tax season. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was like, that's how I am from October to February. I get it. You know? That being said though, one of the things I love, and you know, Coach KB, she just hopped in here. So she can tell you hello herself, but shout out to her, an amazing thing she's doing. But one of the things we talk about all the time, my brother Cabrel Huff, he always says, you have to have a board of directors. Right? You hear people all the time talking about, you know, you just got to make sure that, you know, the people around you are being able to lift you up. They call them many things. One of the things that floored me a long time ago is that I saw a meme, and I mentioned this on the podcast a lot. I saw a meme and it said, who are the pallbearers in your life? And that thing took me out. It took me out, Coach, because, you know, one thing about you have your honorary pallbearers when somebody passes, and you have your active pallbearers, right? And it's the job of those active pallbearers to lift dead weight, right? And so it blew my mind because everybody can be in your corner when things are going good. Everybody can be in your corner when you're cutting down nets, Coach. Everybody can be in your corner when you're at the highest peak of whatever your, you know, tutelage is. But what happens when I'm dull? Right. And one of the things I love to say is, who occupies the seats at your table, right? We all had the potluck, coach. Okay. Did you bring something? Are you sitting to the table just eating and enjoying, but you didn't do anything to partake in this or bring anything to the table? And so, coach, as I mentioned that and think about that, you know, of course, we have many people that pour into us, help us grow as mentors. This is Women's History Month. If there were one person, one woman that has played a pivotal role in your life, in your advancement, in everything that you do and edifying you and help root you, who would that be? Oh, coach, you muted. Unmute real quick, coach. You good.
Uh-oh.
There you go. You good.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I can say, well, yeah, I can't. She has nothing to do with coaching, but the one woman that's always kind of kept me grounded and always had, you know, encouraging things to say, honestly, over all my years has been my grandmother. I can't really say she's got anything to do with my career or anything like that, but she just is always like, when I go through tough things or I go through a hard season or, you know, have to switch gears or whatever the situation is, I call her and she's always like, baby, just keep on living. You know, this is just a part of life, you know, or even if I got questions about like something that's going on with friendships or relationships, because those change, dynamics change over the years. And it doesn't really make sense at the time, but, you know, she just kind of is always encouraging to say that that's a part of life. And so keep living, keep moving on, keep going forward, and you'll start to see it a little bit better understanding in retrospect. You know, she was kind of one of the people who helped me understand back in 2012 when I first was a head coach at the college level. A school that I was working for shut down suddenly. And so if that school never shut down, I would probably still to this day still be out in Jacksonville, Texas, coaching at that school. I loved everybody there. I loved everybody there. They loved me. I just enjoyed it so much. And then we just suddenly it shut down. We had to switch gears. We had to go somewhere else. And I just remember her being an encouragement during that time and saying, like, you may not understand why this is happening, but for whatever reason, God is moving you somewhere else, and you gotta be okay with it. And she always prays for me and always says things that keep me focused on the big picture. I think we all have to have people like that in our life. She never lets me dwell on it. Like, she never lets me, she'll let me vent, but she won't let me dwell. I think there's a difference.
I like
and
that.
Then, yeah, then she kind of reminds me that, you know, hey, this happened to me back when I was in this stage of life, and I had these many kids, and I had to, you know, really trust God. This is an opportunity for you to exercise your faith. And so she's helped me tremendously over the years. There's been a lot of women, but for sure my grandmother has helped me. And I just, every time I go through stuff, I just remember that, just keep on living, you know, just mm-hmm. keep on living, you know.
Yes.
If you just keep pressing forward, God will show you his mighty hand, you know, in due season. And you don't have to always see what he's doing or understand why he's doing, but just know he's always working. So it'll be her.
I think that's amazing, right? And I feel the same way when you said my grandma. Oh yes, uh-huh, yes, that's it. Yeah, my grandma rest her soul. But anybody mm-hmm. knows my grandparents both played a very pivotal role. And you know, there's a gospel song that talks about grandma's hand, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear people talk about time, there's nothing like a praying mother and a praying grandmother. It just isn't. It gives you coverage, right? It gets you, it gives you those things that, much like you say, I'll hear you. But if you're looking for somebody that's going to want coddle and let you dwell, oh no, you can talk. Go on, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and I love it because I've actually become one of those people, you know. If I've had people tell me, well, I didn't call you because I know you're going to give it to me straight. You're absolutely right, because
that's right.
We all should be, right? And so grandma was the same way. And there's so many times that I'll do something or I'll say something. And even now, Hendrix, my daughter, she was doing something the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, like I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how that works. But when you talked about seeds at the very beginning of this conversation, right? that those seeds are even with us. They planted that in us, right? And we are,
that's right.
There was a article I read, and it was one of those kind of fable type things. And it was a man, and he was 100-something years old. And they were asking him, like, you know, I know you're coming in your role, you know, what do you want? Like, do you want to do this before you pass? Do you want to do this before you pass? Do you want to do this? And he said, no, I want to plant a tree. And they were like, what? That's random. Well, why would you want to plant a tree? Like, don't you want to do something that, you know, you can see or touch before you leave? And he said, that's all fine and good, but I've experienced life. He said, and that's, I want right. to plant a seed so that you all, and for generations to come, can see the effects of my work. And when that's you right. speak about your grandmother and you speak about the things that we do as servant leaders and Christians, that's how we have to be. Right?
That's right.
It's the intangible sometimes that allow people years later, not just our athletes that we coach, but when we touch people, I always talk about, you know, the colognes and the perfumes, right?
Yes.
I walk
yes.
through a hall, right? Sometimes my students say, ooh, give me a hug. I smell you, right? And so the Bible tells us that we have to be the aroma of Christ, right?
That's so right.
Scriptures, because it's so relatable. And we know mm-hmm. too, that just as we have some good smelling things, we have some things where it's like, ooh, no, that don't agree with you. My nose, that, yes. you know, and our yes. attitudes and our spirits work the same way in our relationships and our friendships and with those that we lead. So are you the one that when my scent lingers in a room after I leave, did it touch someone? Did the right. effect of my being, even if I'm no longer there? Did it touch you? Did it help you? And as being a servant leader, those are the things that grandma taught us, right? And so
that's
even
right.
not knowing your grandmother, just speaking, I know, I just, you know, shout out to grandma, because I could just know and feel the wisdom that she's imparted to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think that we leave traces with people long beyond our time yeah. interacting with them. She definitely was impactful. I'll even say my mother as well. Like she worked every single day. She got up, she worked, she rolled her sleeves up, you know, she had me and my brother. She was a single mom. Neither of our dads were active. And every single day she got up and worked. I told her the other day, in all of my years, I don't ever remember you calling in sick to work. Like ever. I don't remember you ever like, oh, I ain't going in today, my back is hurt. None of that. Like she went to work every single day. And so she didn't necessarily plant like the same words of wisdom, because her mindset is around working, like doing the work, getting it done. So I learned a lot from her in that regard. Like, you know, she really reminds me of that Colossians 3:23, where it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, you know, mm-hmm. as if working for the Lord. And she mm-hmm. just worked. She showed me and my brother, when you go places, don't go in complaining, don't be a prima donna. You get in there and you work, roll your sleeves up and get to work. And then with you'll do that, that's, you know, your works connected with your faith, that creates the environment for God to step in and unroll all kinds of miracles in your favor. So but she's the other person, and I'm blessed to have both of them in my life, and really just great examples of how I need to now be for my daughter. You know, I need to encourage her and remind her not to dwell, but I also need to show her what it means to work and work for God. So
I love that you took me back for a moment and just speaking to these just amazing women, and much like you and your mom and your grandmother, you know, you speak about that faith and works, even down to your hand movements. I was reminded of a call a year ago this time, Coach Joni Taylor, now at Texas A&M. Yes. This was a year ago when she had just faced off in the SEC championship. And it was funny because it was like, it was that her call was scheduled for the day after. And I just knew to myself, like, I'm a coach. So I'm thinking she's going to want to reschedule. That's fine by me. And so I messaged her and she said, oh no, I'm coming on. And that was one of the first things she said. She said, you know, my faith in my works. She said, that's what my mom always taught me. That's what my church always taught me, my faith and my works. And so no matter where I roam, I can talk a good game, But my mm-hmm. faith and my works, it's like setting the atmosphere, you know?
Yes.
My kids, I teach science, and when they walk into the classroom, they'll know if it's lab day or a demo day because they see things set up. They see that I've set yes. the stage, I've set the tone, right? And so they know, oh, well, let's get ready because I've set the tone for these things to take place. And my faith and my works, much like you said, it sets the tone. It allows Christ to know, like, hey, she's unyielded. I can come in and do my thing and I can work. And I think that's amazing right. as servant leaders that has been instilled in us. But I think it's something that we have to do and remember on each day-to-day basis on our assignments. That's right. deep, Coach. Now, Coach, here's the thing, right? I talk about discernment a lot. And I feel it's huge in every avenue of our lives, mm-hmm. but I think I don't want to say it's harder. I think there's, of course, more stipulations in the coaching world sometimes, right? Depending yes. on where we are. So can you talk a little bit about how you utilize your discernment, how you lean on the rock and making decisions, even down to which jobs? Like you mentioned the school you were at and you loved it, right? And now you're at Texas mm-hmm. Wesleyan, but how you use your discernment when it comes down to making decisions, even if they're the decision that you make because you consult Christ may or may not be the most, you know, how should I say, popular decision mm-hmm. from maybe your upper heads.
Yeah, I definitely think that, prayer is important, but to be honest with you, every decision that we make is on some level of faith because we don't know the future. And so I can discern, I can do research, I can ask questions, I can, you know, everything can look like it's good. And then you get there and, you know, we just live in a society and a culture where people are faking it till they make it, right? And they're putting on, and they're putting on these masks. And because they're faking and putting on masks, it is hard to discern, you know, mm-hmm. for me personally, even down to recruiting, you know, you recruit them, they are rehearsing, you know, Bible scriptures on the visit, and they get here. Oh my goodness. Oh man, they are everything but what they were on a visit. And it's just like, whoa, who are you? Happened that fast. So it's hard to discern because people aren't real, they're not authentic, they're not being who they say they are. And so you know, discerning when to take a job or should I move around, you know, I've been around quite a bit. I've been blessed to coach at the college level since 2008.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Spent some time away back in 2016. My mom had a stroke and became a caregiver for a few years. Once she got stabilized, I got back into it at the high school level. I was always around it, though, coaching with like AAU and that kind of stuff. But when I got back into it at the high school level, you know, I wasn't sure if that was the right decision because I had heard nothing but horror stories about being in high school. And when I went for that 1 year, I actually enjoyed it. You know, the girls were just as sweet and as open. They weren't very talented, God bless them, but they worked hard. They were grateful. They were fun to be around. And if you're up at 5:30 in the morning, like, you want to be around people that at least work hard and understand that kind of stuff. But that 1 year at the high school level, I mean, I wasn't sure if that was the right move, because a lot of people were not, I guess, in agreement with that, if you will. But a year later, I get the call about Texas Wesleyan University, and the last 2 years, you know, we've gone, 52-13, and back-to-back coach of the year since I've been there. So even going to Texas Wesleyan, a lot of people was like, I never heard of that school. Is that a good job? You know, it was just a lot of negativity towards almost every decision. So I think with discernment, you know, you're going to only be able to discern so much, because even with jobs, they're not going to tell you everything up front. They're going to tell you what you want to hear to get you up there, to get you to show up. And then you show up and you do everything you said you was going to do, and you winning and you cutting nets, and they look good now, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're doing and saying what they said they were going to do. So for me, I try to discern, to be honest with you. you're not going to know the true story until you get in there, unfortunately. And at that point, you just got to trust God that he'll protect you during that time, and that you're there and you're giving and you're still being who you said you were going to be. You know, don't back off and don't stop being who you said you were going to be. And then when it's time to move around, I think he'll give you a sense of peace in your heart to know, okay, assignment here is fulfilled and now it's time to move on. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, if I could just, it is hard to discern, because people are just not honest. And I would rather you just straight up tell me, these are the challenges with this job on the front end. This is what you're going to have a hard time with. This is what you're going to be able to have success with. And let me decide on the front end, you know, do I want to go put me and my family into that situation? But it's also hard to discern, because everybody wants to speak to your situation, but they're speaking from their perspective, instead of a lot of people don't know to not put themselves in your situation. And so I think you got to discern that too, that everybody, and it's not nothing against them, they're just speaking from their own perspective. So since it didn't work out for them, they think it's not going to work out for you. But it's that part of it is hard. That's probably one of the hardest pieces, is discerning, you know, where do I go? Should I go there? Should I stay here? You know, there's so many positive things here, but over there I could also, you know, do this and impact more people. So that's the hardest piece to me, because people aren't honest and they're not transparent. And it really makes it difficult when you're showing up as your authentic self, but you're usually the only person doing that. So,
Coach, that was big, loaded, and definitely the truth. That, you know, and one of the biggest things I won't say struggle with, I think it was one of the things in leadership where you learn and understand the importance and how big transparency is, right?
Yes.
I'm one of those people where it's like, you know, I keep things close to my vest. It's just that I'm not a sharer. That's just never been me. But I've learned that in leadership, transparency is just, it's huge. It's necessary. You know, my girls would tell me all the time, like, Coach, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you went through that. And even my students, right? And it builds that relationship. So for me, it's one of those things too, utilizing that discernment, because you have to also be mindful of what you share, when you share, how you share, and to whom you share with, right?
That's right.
The other portion to that, Coach, you're right. There, people sometimes are fleeting. And so having discernment, leaning on Christ, staying rooted, and as you mentioned early in this call, truly as servant leaders, when we find ourselves in rooms and in gyms and all of these places, it truly is there sometimes where I say, Lord, just guide me. Help me, you know, if I don't see an angle, if I don't see a blind side that may be coming, please show me how to move, right? And I think that is so important to how we move and how we live, to allow him to lead. You know, it's funny, my grandma and my mom used to always say, you know, you got to thank him for everything. You know, and much like I said, that scripture at the beginning, sometimes I think we take things for granted. And I laugh because, you know, they make memes like this. And it's the truth though, if I get a parking spot, the way my knees are set up these days, and it is close, you gonna hear me thank them like I won the lottery, okay? And it's funny, you know, we laugh, but it's like every little thing I'm gonna give thanks, because when you start to do that, you know, you'll start to realize that he truly is in everything if you let him be.
That's right.
You know, and so for those that, you know, maybe listening now that listen later, I think, you know, all of us are in different skills of trusting and being rooted in faith. Right.
That's right.
You know, I was talking to one of my brothers, Pastor Dennis. He'll be coming on next month as we celebrate our third year of this. And I was just saying that I don't ever want to be in a place where, as my pastor always talks about, that, let me make sure I get it right. He says, well, we do a lot of, spiritually focused, that we can't do any earthly good. And there's people that truly do, Coach, want to learn about this man. As they say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody, you know, anybody about somebody.
That's right. And I think
so often that, you know, it becomes intimidating because people are in different spaces. What is some advice you can give to the coach, the leader, the player, right? That person, the insert, whatever you do, right? That person that, you know, it's been tugging at you for a minute, right? I hear people talking about Jesus Christ. I see this joy they have. I'm hearing Coach Chelsea and Coach Bernita right now talk about being rooted and planting seeds and the joy they get. And I want to insert myself in that, but I don't know. I don't know. I've been through so much hurt. I've been through so much pain. I don't know. What advice would you give to that person about just coming to Christ and seeking him, even in the midst of their concerns or their worries or their fear?
Most definitely, I would encourage whoever it is that is not sure or considering to first and foremost get to know who God is for yourself. I think that's important. I would start reading the Bible, you know, start with the book of John. That's probably the easiest, most forthcoming chapter you can start with and just learn about who Christ is, because he really is a keeper. And I'm telling you, I said it before, I'll keep saying it, I will be afraid to be on this earth without being rooted in my faith, because we all are going to fall at some point. And I need to have somebody that's going to help me up in those moments, right? Like, there are some falls that we fall and we can get up on our, we're tough enough. We can get up from some falls, but there are some falls that just straight up take the wind out of you and make you question everything. And I need God in my life. I need him a part of everything that I do. That's not just from what I've read about or seen. It's what I've experienced and lived. So I would encourage you to read the word for yourself, get to know him for yourself. I would also encourage you to get connected with, you know, a local church and go through some Bible studies so you can learn how to walk with God. But I would also encourage you to not keep waiting, because none of us know the day or the hour of when our life is going to, you know, end, you know. So I wouldn't wait either, you know. But I would definitely encourage you to do that. Seek him. He says, if you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you, which means if you pursue him, he'll pursue you right back and he'll meet you wherever you are. He'll show himself to you. He'll show you that he's a mind regulator. He'll show you that in the midst of chaos, you can be the one person in a room with peace. He'll show you that even though if you get laid off from a job, he'll still provide for you and he'll command things on your behalf. He'll show you how to forgive. If there's somebody who has crossed you or hurt you, he'll show you how to forgive, because he forgave us, because we are all sinners as well. And so I just want to encourage you to do that and get to know him and trust him and get connected with somebody that can walk with you through that journey as you step into it. It's the greatest decision I ever made. I love God not because of my mama loved God or my granny loved God, but because who he's been to me personally. And I'm telling you right now, you know, I should be a statistic, but because he wrapped his arms around me, you know, I get to be a servant leader. You know, I get to be a coach. I get to be a wife. I get to be a mom. But if you look at the history of my life, I shouldn't be where I am. And a lot of people are shocked, but I think that all of that is a testament to what God can do. He can do anything. He can do anything. Just like he did with my life, he's no respecter person. He can do the same in your life too. So I can't imagine going a day without him. Like you said, I thank him just for waking me up.
Come on.
I thank him for having food, you know, thank him for my daughter, my husband, my family. It's just, it's a blessing because it, you know, it could go in a different direction, but he opens up the heavens and he smiles on us every day when he lets us wake up. So I'm just grateful for it.
See, and that's that but God moment, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, the book of John, and I'm glad you said, I was talking to somebody specifically about that. And, you know, as a kind of hint that is direction we're going in as we celebrate the third year of this podcast is, you know, I'm just going to leave this here, the fourth quarter. And if you love sports, coach sports, you know about the importance of the fourth quarter. And I'm just going to leave that mm-hmm. right there as a precursor. Just stick with us in April and you'll be able to, you know, carry along. But coach, I think about the book of John, and I was telling somebody this other day, I was like, it's like if Christ had a resume. Okay. Now his resume, that company going to be like, look, we say one page, dude. Okay. We said one page, you know,
that's right.
But it's amazing to me. And granted, these are my words, not his, but literally when you think about that whole entire chapter, like in Downstairs in one of my books, there's words like life, right? That come in mm-hmm. trust, right? Glorify, like, and it's words like that speak to me, because it, much like what Coach is saying to the listener, when you start there, that doubt that you have, or that uncertainty, or that gray area, it kind of introduces to you the resume of this man on why, when you ask about the joy we have, or when you ask, much like what, you know, Coach just said, all of the things, right? Hendrix is in that place where she is honestly no fear, right? You know, you probably know the yeah. same thing. And it's like, you watch me like, no, don't do that. And then look yeah. at you like, I got it, you know? But then there are some times where she may fall, or she may get caught in a nook and cranny where it's like, this is uncharted territory. You know what? Mm-hmm. And what she does, she lifts her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's amazing to me because she's like, you know what? Mm-mm. I'm not even going to try this one. I know
yeah.
I can't do this on my own. I mm-hmm. know that I can't take this step without, you know what? Here's my hand. Come on, grab hold and help me. And that is how I view my life without Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
I don't have the option, right? It's like, you know, one of the speakers on here said at the very first of this, and he said, you know, people often say and believe that when they accept Christ and they start to grow in Christ, that now no bad or negativity is ever going to happen. Quite honestly and truthfully, as a coach, you know that, you know, the scouting report, okay? When other coaches has you, your scouting report ready, they know how to angle against you. They know your weak spots. They know your strengths. Yeah. So does the enemy.
Right.
But the beauty in knowing and accepting Christ says, just like Hendrix, I can't take this walk by myself. And so although it's not easy, accepting Christ says that in my uneasiness, in my difficulty, I now have you to fight my battle.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly
good,
right.
That's mm-hmm. good, Coach. Man, mm-hmm. don't make me jump now. My knee's still sore from still working on trying to get my knee back right from a couple weeks ago in student versus faculty game. But you know, Coach, as we start to kind of close this thing in, and I always try to just be just as laid back, just as transparent. I listen to podcasts all the time, and the ones that I love the most, and I love a lot of them, but the ones that I love the most are the ones where people are real with me. And you said it best, like, as the word says, no man knows the day nor the hour. And it's becoming very, if you read your word, and if not, guys, that's why we're just saying that to you. We're here for you. I'll give my summons at the end, but you can always DM me. I enjoy reading the word. I enjoy helping. But it's getting very clear as you start to get rooted, as Coach has been speaking about all call, that, you know, his return is coming. That part has mm-hmm. already been made. We don't know when. And all I want y'all to know is that I want y'all to be right there at the gate. I was telling somebody, I want you to meet me at the gate. Okay. There's a song in Baptist that says, at the gate, I know. I want you there.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. There's a picture, and I keep saying this, but I'm going to get in and hang it up. And I think it's called The Great Reunion. But it depicts that day that we all are rejoicing in heaven. And you see people reuniting with families, and it's just like, I don't want to miss that. I don't. And literally, if we can help you understand this joy and understand reaching out your hand and understanding this man that we speak about, this Jesus Christ, right? I have no problem doing that, right? And that is why we have servant leaders like you, Coach, to come on today, because we see you on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I tell people sports is a unifier. It's amazing when you watch these teams win and then you got like Coach Tang and you got Coach Yo and they're doing this winning. We up with them. We sitting there watching it. I felt like watching with everybody on Twitter last night. Okay.
That's right.
I felt like they were in my house eating my food and we were enjoying because it was just amazing to unify ourselves. I don't know you, different colors, different races, all these things, belief systems, but we were one in that moment. And for them to get big wins and then say, I want to first give an honor to God. I cannot do this without Jesus Christ. The joy y'all don't understand, no matter how hard this was, God saw this. Yo said, I tweeted and saved it in my drafts. I tweeted my congratulatory tweet in my drafts the night before the game because I knew that I wouldn't be in the headspace. That is faith. That is faith. Yeah. And that right there, and if you see my tweet, and I'll close with this one. I tweeted out when she was on the show and she said, experience is at the mercy of the person who is anointed. And it blew me away. When that buzzer sound last night, that is exactly what I heard. It was like a sound bite. Mind you, Coach Joe came on almost 2 years ago. She was one of our first speakers, right? And that sound bite, as I'm watching her hug her players, experience is at the mercy of the one who is anointed. And so when you see these coaches, I want you to understand that they're on assignment, right? It's not by happenstance that they're there, right? Mm-hmm. And sports are a unifier. I want to thank you just for being here. Now there's two questions that I got to give you to enshrine you into this servant leader family and close out, right? So the first one, I love to do this, and you kind of said it earlier, and I love it, but I'm going to see if you think that one again. One of the things I love to do, Coach, and you know this to be true, with a one-year-old, devotion looks a little different sometimes.
Yes.
One of the things I love to do as I do my God is devotional, right? And I'll say God is, right? I'll do God is, and then I'll start ripping off. When I get to write it, I'll do a line, and under that line, I just start writing everything he is to me, what he's been to me in my life, what he isn't, because that's also the blessing. There's blessings in the nose, but that's a whole nother conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I say them though, and I keep going and I keep going and there's no end to it because that's just who he is. But you don't get an endless amount. Today you only get one. So if I said God is, and I drew an imaginary line on this screen, how would servant leader Brenita Jackson fill that space? God is what to you?
To me, God is, he's my father.
Come on.
That resonates with me as a young lady who I never met, never knew who my true biological father was. And so having him be my father, my provider, everything. He has been everything to me. My teacher, you know, he corrects me when I'm wrong. He gives me grace when I'm doing stuff I shouldn't be doing or saying things that don't bring him glory, you know. Just like a good father does, you know, and he's been a good father to me. A lot of people, like you say, they see all the accolades. They want to jump on board when you have success, but you have no clue what it's like to be the little girl trying to figure it out, you know, without a father. So getting connected to my faith was the best thing that could have happened. So that's who he is to me, who he will always be. And I'm just grateful that he's been a good father, like the songwriter says, a good good father.
I love that. There is a song, Run to the Father. Coach Paul, he comes on here often. He was one of our very first people, comes back here and there. He's in Iowa, and the lyrics say, I run to the Father, fall into grace, no longer hiding. There's no reason to chase. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again. And when I tell you that song just opens my heart up and it's like, oh my gosh, yes, that whatever I can be, you are my Father.
That's right.
And in that, for the person listening, much like we were just saying, I guess Hendrix wants to get her tidbits. I don't know if you just heard her, but that Father that we speak of, guys, if you want to know him, it's amazing because that Father, much like a parent, our parents may get upset with us. They're still our parents. Sometimes they may chastise us, but they're going to love us and nurture us, right?
That's right.
And the biggest portion I love about that is that just like Hendrix raises that hand, I know that no matter what the issue is, when I raise my hand, it's going to be given back to me. I know it's like, girl, come on here. Now it may be snatched, right? Sometimes I'm like, why did you, girl, come on here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has you. And he, when he keeps you, you are kept.
That's right.
And then lastly, this is the Servant Leader Coach's Bible Study, where we talk about servant leadership, serving and leading like Christ, right? As actually been studying this in my church, but understanding that until you've done this to the least of these, right? As the word says, servant leadership takes on so many different, you know, definitions. People got books about them. They give their whole thing. But to you, Servant Leader Bernita Jackson, servant leadership, what does it mean to you?
Definitely means serving first, and not being consumed with a title or a position or pay or any of that stuff, but in fact being totally committed and consumed with doing those things that would lead people to Christ. So what does that mean? He served when he walked the earth. And so while I'm here, I have to serve. And serving means showing up early, staying late. It means being on the phone to reconcile relationships with players as much as I can. It means, you know, sometimes paying for things out of my own pocket when the budget doesn't have it at the school. It means, you know, going and meeting with people and talking to them about our program so that maybe they want to contribute. It means showing up for our kids when they go through things personally and hugging them and holding them and speaking life into them in those moments. I mean, it's really a calling, you know, but serving is just, to me, is showing up as your best version and leading with love, not leading with agendas or personal things that you're trying to get accomplished. I never once said I wanted to be Coach of the Year in my entire life. And 7 years as a head coach, I've been Coach of the Year 3 times. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of anything that I set out to do for me, but because I show up every day to serve the people in my program and I give them what they need. I tell them all the time, you're going to get mostly what you need out of me. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. because of that, you'll end up getting what you want in the long run. But right now I got to tell you what you need. And so serving them doesn't mean pacifying them or telling them, you know, they doing good when they just shot 3 air balls. We're not saying that, you know, but it definitely means giving them what they need. Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it's a, you know, just a listening ear and just showing up to serve the people around me. And I think because of that, God is able to get the glory and, I keep him at the forefront of everything I do and he continues to allow me to, you know, just have favor with people. That's a blessing. That is a huge blessing. But I think our girls see that my heart is to serve them. I ain't perfect, but I try my best to make sure they have everything that they need so they can be successful and eventually they'll get what they want. So,
Coach, that's so good. You know, I always mention this and I love fries, right? I love French fries, right?
Yes.
But particular ones. I'm very snobby about my French fries, right?
Okay.
But one thing about it is it comes with the combo, right? It comes with it, right? And so unless you're a place that lets me alternate the sides, I get them because it comes with it. And as you mentioned, I say this to people all the time and the point I'm making is you've been a head coach for 7 years. You did not seek out to be coach of the year. One of the things that comes with faithfulness, one of the things that comes with serving in that combo is those things come along with it, that he grants us grace and favor, much like you said. Yeah. And so, you know, often I tell people like, I wasn't trying to do that. Well, yeah, it comes with it. Because see, when you do the will of God, when you recognize that, for I know the plans that I have, not our plans. My pastor always says that people make arrangement, God make plans, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so when we stop making arrangements, Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for us. And if we can just take our hands off the wheel a little bit,
yeah,
that little self-drive mode and say, God, I'm willing to trust you to navigate this car and take me down the path and road. A lot of those things begin to come with it.
That's right.
So coach, I appreciate you so much. I know that I'm in the same way, ducking and dodging so that the little one doesn't see me, but I appreciate the time that you have taken to just impart some wisdom to chat it up with me. Like I said, I've been watching you for a while, and legitimately you don't talk the talk, you walk it. And the light that we always talk about, right? Let your light so shine, right?
That's right.
I saw the light. I see the light in you on a day-to-day basis, not because you're trying to show it for things of your nature, but simply it's because it's the God in you. So I just appreciate you so much for coming on with us, for sharpening my iron, and just for being everything that you are, because it truly, truly, truly changes the world.
Yes. And I love everything you are doing with this Coach's Bible study. I'm going to continue to share it and support everything you're doing. I mean, you're exactly right. It's not necessarily normalized, but that's okay. I'll support you in any way I can. I love, love, love your heart. I love that you continue to talk boldly and courageously about your faith. And I think that because of that, people are going to really start to seek and pursue God, which is all we can ask, you know. It's just letting them see how much God has impacted your life, and then it'll be attractive to others. So keep doing what you're doing. Be a great, keep being a great mom too, you know, how that goes. I'm super proud of you to you know, go against the norm of what everybody else is doing in the industry and letting God use you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Of course, before you go, we got to cover you. So everybody do me a favor, take a pause, bow your head, unless you're driving. We can't do that. But Heavenly Father, want to thank you right now just for this moment, for this day, this time. We thank you, Lord God, for how you orchestrate and you set plans, because you know the plans you have for us. And thank you for that plan being the alignment and meeting with Coach Jackson, Lord God. I ask right now that you just touch her family, touch a little girl, touch those plans that you have for her, touch her mom, her grandmother, her team, everybody that she comes into contact with, it, Lord God. Help her to remain sharp, Lord God, as she sharpens others, Lord God. Help replenish and refuel and renew her, Lord God, as she continues to plant the seeds that you got her to plant and touch those young women, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you just touch anybody listening now or listening later, Lord God, to the person whose heart is tugging at them. They want to know more about you, Lord God, but they don't know how to move. Touch them, Lord God. Give them the courage, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, most of all, to be lights, so that those that may not know you can find you. In your son Jesus' name, we'll always pray. Amen.
Amen.
My favorite Amen. Line of every podcast, servant leader, Renita Jackson, you are now a part of the servant leader family.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome. I feel like each time I do fantasy football, I do high school sports, so I can't recruit like that, even though some people do, okay? But I feel like with each passing call, I'm legit just adding this powerhouse team, right? That's just in a regime. It's like, we gonna go, Lord, we hear you, we got you, we ready. And so thank you for what you do. Thank you for adding power to this initiative that God has created to normalize coaches of faith, normalize servant leaders of faith, and to be able to do the ultimate agenda, meet people at the gate. So I thank you. I appreciate you. For the person that's listening now or later, want to know more about them, DM me on all socials. We'll talk. We'll get you where you need to be, no matter where you are. Need prayer, send that as well. We appreciate you all for listening. We're going to see you guys next time.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.